Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
You might remember that since it was opened last December, over 750 people have used the medically supervised injecting facility in Dublin, which is run by Merchants Quay Ireland. This facility opened up after much public debate and some local opposition. Well, there are now calls for a similar facility to be opened in Cork to help deal with the drug issues in that city. And our reporter Brian O'Connell has been looking at this. Hello, Brian.
Morning, Claire.
So, Brian, people might remember you visited the facility in Dublin for us some time ago, and now we have some information around how it's working.
Well, it's open since last December, and figures provided by Merchants Quay Ireland, who run it, say that in that time, so about 5 or 6 months, 766 unique people have used the service, amounted just over 4,000 client visits to that facility on Merchants Quay. There have been 57 non-fatal overdoses which happened at the facility, and all those clients were treated with either oxygen therapy, naloxone, which is a shot that reverses the effects of an overdose, or a combination of both. Only one person required an ambulance call out. So traditionally, Claire, all non-fatal overdoses would require an ambulance call out, and that obviously puts considerable strain on ambulance services, on ED departments. So this really is a very significant impact on frontline services in Dublin. It has reduced call outs, and then the general health outcomes, as you can imagine, for people who overdosed on site and could be treated has improved. The clear majority who use the service are in unstable accommodation. So it has had an impact, and as you said, there are very strong calls now for a very similar service to be opened in Cork City.
Okay. And do we know the scale of the drugs problem in Cork City?
I was looking at a recent study by UCC and the HSE and some others, which showed there were 859 problematic opioid users in Cork City in 2022. A third of these were not known to services. So that's quite a worry that they're not engaged with any frontline services. The figure has grown hugely in the past 15 or 20 years. And there is growing evidence, as there is in many cities, of increased drug litter, drug paraphernalia on the streets. The number of drug related deaths in the city in Cork has caused a lot of concern. And there is, of course, then the associated antisocial behaviour and crime that comes with drug-related addiction. So amid this context, there is now a growing call for a medically supervised injecting facility to be opened in Cork City along the lines of what's been up and running for 6 months in Dublin.
And just like in Dublin, I mean, there are concerns in Cork around this from some, but we'll start with the people at the front line who are trying to stem the tide of heroin use in the city.
Well, David Lane is General Manager for Social Inclusion in HSE Southwest, and David is over 20 years working in addiction services in Cork. He's a very vocal supporter of an injecting facility in the city for some time. He was one of those who was very much behind the methadone program which came in, and there was a good bit of pushback against that as well. But he says his first duty of call is to keep people alive. So there is a very strong needless exchange program. There is the methadone program in the city already up and running. But he's long been convinced, Claire, that Cork needs a supervised injecting facility. He began by outlining the scale of the issue in Cork City around heroin use.
We actually have definite figures now in terms of the number of people who are overdosing and dying as a result of injecting drug use in the city. And it's significant. So we'd have around 30 people every year who are dying as a result of problem drug use, right? So that includes figures in relation to people who are injecting heroin, but also in terms of maybe other substances, you know. So
the idea then of a supervised injecting facility like the one that's been operational in Dublin since December, what are your thoughts on it?
We've been supportive of a facility like this in the city for over a decade, I would think, at this stage. But, you know, I've always believed, and right from the early days, like that, you know, the first principle has to be keep people alive. I've seen people's lives change as a result of the methadone program. And I think that this is another kind of option for people. And in terms of that principle that I've just said, in terms of keep people alive first.
Okay, so you're the people at the front line, essentially. You've been calling for this for 10 years. Why don't we have it?
Obviously, we didn't have legislation for it. So look, I mean, they're running the facility in Dublin now since late last year, early this year. And I know that they're seeing benefits already in terms of the program up and running. We'll do what we can in terms of supporting people who are caught up in problem drug use. You know, from my point of view, this is a no-brainer in terms of these are preventable deaths.
Is there a site identified?
No, like, there's
where
not.
Where are we at?
There's not. So where we're at the moment is that the research that we had commissioned through UCC has been published. There is the debate that needs to happen in terms of, you know, how effective is this actually in terms of the Dublin facility. And that's going to be evaluated after a period of about a year or so. I mean, I'm realistic. I know how government operates. I know how long it can take to get approval for funding a facility, for identifying a site, for getting it fitted out. And then there's the running costs then as well, because a facility like this costs in and around €1.5 million a year to run.
So we could be a couple of years away.
I think we could be, Brian. I mean, I'd love for it to be open next week. I really would.
So David Lane there, who is very much calling for this facility, and you got a response from the Department of Health, which we'll hear in a minute. But the facility in Dublin, Brian, people will remember there was a significant pushback from some businesses and local representatives. So when we talk about this happening in Cork, is that a consideration too?
It certainly is a consideration. I mean, there was talk actually at local level here, I saw, of maybe having a mobile injecting centre or facility, so it wouldn't be at a fixed spot and therefore there wouldn't be the same amount of pushback as there was in Dublin, which delayed the opening of that service in Dublin. There is obviously a mobile needle exchange van, actually. I remember joining one in Limerick a couple of years ago. This would maybe be seen as an extension of that, but partly I think the success of the intervention in Dublin, having been in that facility, is that there's a large area for you to consume your drug. There's an area where you can go afterwards, and that's where really expert staff would then engage with users and offer medical attention. They'd offer addiction services, psychiatric services. So I suppose how much of that can be done in a smaller mobile unit is up for debate. Businesses too in the city in Cork have an opinion on whether this facility should be located centrally. I met with one of them, Claire, well-known businessman Kevin Hurley. He owns a number of centre stores in Cork City and County, and Kevin Hurley began by talking in a general sense about the drug-related issues in Cork.
I suppose, Brian, it has exacerbated since the COVID pandemic, whereby there is a massive increase of drug addiction on the streets of Cork City Centre. And for me, as a proud Corkman, it's very sad to see. And I suppose there needs to be some kind of intervention. In my opinion, the jury's out as regards an injection centre, whether it's the right thing to do. And I think what's very, very important is the location.
This is the problem we saw with the supervised injecting centre in Dublin, was that there were a lot of objections. It took many years for it to be put in place. So where do you put a centre like this?
To be honest, I don't really know, but I don't think it should be in the High Street area. There was talk of it that it possibly could go up around the North Main Street area near the Mercy Hospital. I'd be very much against that as well. It needs to go somewhere that's certainly just off the beaten track, where the people that are using that service, where they know where to go. Because look, if you put it here on Patrick Street or on Oliver Plunkett Street, it's just not going to look good for the city. They do congregate in certain areas in Cork City now already. That could come with the territory, and that's the worry for us as business owners in the city. What's concerning for me, owning four businesses within the city and seeing people taking drugs, and I live in the city centre as well, there is a lot of people smoking drugs now, such as crack cocaine, etc. That's the concern for us as well.
How does that active drug using population that's in the city centre now, Kevin, how does it impact your business?
Oh, very much so. We're dealing with a lot of theft, a lot of antisocial behaviour. I'm spending anything up to €250,000 per year on static security and CCTV footage. So it's a huge cost to our business now. But it's a fact of life. We've accepted it that we have to have it.
So I suppose you're not totally against the idea of an injecting centre, but there needs to be a lot of thought and preparation put into where would it be. There was some talk of a mobile injecting centre, which would mean get around the need for it to be in a fixed location, which might draw objections.
Well, if you were to ask me, I think that the mobile one might be the best, because if they build one and they spend a couple of million or whatever it is building one, and then it's there, and then all of a sudden it's in the wrong location. At least if it was a mobile one and it was put into a location and it was not suitable for that particular location, you know, they just start the engine and move it along to the next place and hope for the best. But I would reiterate that I don't think that it should be in the downtown area, the shopping districts or the bars and restaurant districts, and certainly not up by the Mercy Hospital. I don't don't think that's a good idea either.
Okay, so some concerns, which people won't be surprised to hear, but politically, Brian, is there growing support for this?
The latest politician locally to call for a facility in Cork City is the North Central Labour TD, Owen Kenny. He told me, Claire, why he's decided to call publicly for a medically supervised injecting centre in Cork as soon as possible.
What ignited this, Brian, was obviously I'm brand new to the Dáil. It's the first time that I've come across the serious issue of drugs in my political life anyway. It has become almost the norm now for the use of drugs within our cities. So from speaking to my Labour Party colleagues, who in particular Éan Arirdáin, who played a very pivotal role in the opening of the injection centre in Dublin, it is working. The evidence is quite clear.
I suppose one of the issues here will be planning, and we know with the centre in Dublin, it took many years for that to get up and running, didn't it? And is that the concern locally here, Owen? The minute you start talking about a fixed site in Cork City Centre, you're going to have objections.
Well, see, that's absolutely it, Brian. And that's why I'm calling for it right now to be starting. We had the same issue in Dublin, and I spoke to Éan about that. We had the same issue where we didn't probably involve enough stakeholders at the time. I think the most important stakeholders are probably the professionals in drug use, the professionals in terms of our healthcare system. But also, very importantly, Brian, we consulted communities. Me included, Brian, I think the general understanding of what the injection centre is quite limited. You know, some people see it as a centre for drug users to be going. Will it attract antisocial behaviour? Will it attract far more drug users to the area? If we educate people within the community where it opens, I think there would be a far better understanding of what the injection centre will actually do for the area as a whole. Because you see it right now, Brian, I see it on the streets of Cork City myself. We have serious issues with people taking drugs.
What needs to happen next, Owen?
Well, I would absolutely love for the department and the minister right now to look at the feasibility and look at the possibility of opening a centre in Cork. That's most important.
That's the Labour TD, Owen Kenny. And you asked the Department of Health if they have any plans for something like this in Cork City. What did they say, Brian?
Well, I think we're a little bit away, because what they've said is Merchants Key Ireland were granted a licence to operate the facility in Dublin. That's a pilot licence, or pilot project, if you like. It's going to be for 18 months, and then it's going to be evaluated in terms of how successful it's been. And that evaluation then, Claire, will inform decisions about the development of new facilities in different parts of the country.
Brian, thank you very much. That's our reporter, Brian O'Connor. There.